this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. Sci-Fi Noise is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. You can follow me on Twitter or Facebook, under the name Derek Howard. Anyway, I think I still have a Sci-Fi Noise Twitter account, but it hasn't been used a lot, so follow it if you want to, but I need to do something with that account. I need to at least start putting links to other, the sci-fi news if I can find any. Yeah, because that's one thing that the world is lacking is news about science fiction, huh? Anyway. I recently finished the Star Force books. I've been listening to them on an audiobook. A friend of mine has a, let's just say, he has a an access to a audiobook company, a website. So I have been listening to the Star Force stuff there. However, they're 10 books. They're currently 10 books. The first 9 deal with, Colonel Kyle Riggs and his fight against, the machines. They're basically called the Macros because they're these huge killing machines. And it's science fiction military story. There's a lot of thought that goes into it, a lot of just to say military precision in the storytelling at times. It's first person. There are times when the character doesn't realize what an insufferable prick he's being. I don't necessarily know if the author knows what an insufferable prick he's being. Then there are other times where it's impossible for the author to not know, and so he plays it up a bit. At least I hope he is. But I went through the first 9 books. I didn't even listen to a lot of podcasts, or every now and then I'd have to listen to music just as a mental palate cleanser. But they were. Once I got into it, the beginning was really good. The beginning was this farmer and his kids get abducted by spaceships. And then it goes so far from that little premise, it's really, really entertaining, really intriguing story. There's some things that the author thought about that I don't know if I necessarily would have thought about if I was telling the story, which is good. There were some characters that were really dislikable because they were supposed to be, and there were some that were really likable. I mean, it was very a well-told story from my point of view. I really enjoyed it. There were a couple of things that I could see from a mile away. but since this was pretty much like this guy's memoirs, it kind of saw You know, he wasn't going to die. It was being told in the first person. So unless we got to the last book and he dies, and that kind of would have, like, undercut the rest of the story. Yeah, I didn't see that happening. So it was one of those things where it wasn't a question of if he was going to survive, but how he was going to survive. And I didn't have a problem with that. I enjoyed that aspect of the storytelling. You know? The one thing I really was not a big fan of was how he treated some of the women. You know, the author from a storytelling point of view. He started off with me pretty much rolling my eyes, but by the end of the story, it was like, okay, all right. Not only did he seem to grasp it better, you know, the use of the women in his stories, but then I also had to remember that this was the type of character who was telling the story. So yeah, I mean, there you go. Mark Boyette, I believe he was the guy who was reading it. He was actually pretty good with the voices. Although, like a lot of white guys, he thinks that black guys have a certain patois to our language that we don't necessarily have. But once again, this could be how the reader decided to do that. But it was pretty good. I liked it. There are a couple of fates of characters that happened off screen, and that happened more than a dozen times. I was not a big fan of that aspect of the storytelling, but there were also some characters who were really important characters who just seemed to just vanish. You know, they weren't killed off. They just stopped being part of the story, which is, you know, I thought it was kind of weird. So those first nine were really good, but then the next one, the tenth one, was they got rid of Colonel Kyle Riggs as the main character, and his son Cody Riggs was taking over, and I didn't even make it past the first couple of. I think I made it like maybe 15 minutes into the story, and I was just like, man, this isn't for me. You know, as fucking obnoxious as Colonel Kyle Riggs could be at times, he could back his stuff up, you know. He can back his stuff up. Even if he failed, you know, at least he had the experience and he was gaining experience. But I don't want to hear about some rich kid. I got to the point I was just like, nah, I don't care. So I will not be finishing the 10th book or going forward. But like I said, I did enjoy the first nine. So it's called Star Force, and it is by B.V. Larson, Brian V. Larson. So anyway, short episode. Yeah, I'm at work, so there you go. Thank you, and I'll be back soon with another episode.